This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Michaela Gardner and Sarah Ashkin. They are co-directors of the dance collective called Ground Series. And Ground Series is in the process of rehearsing a piece that will be performed at the Center for Contemporary Arts in July, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of July. It's called Dancing in a Hard Place. But one thing that's very interesting that you guys are doing is rehearsing and doing a couple of rehearsals that are open to the public. So we want to talk about that. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
So this is a piece that is, first of all, very much inspired by land, landscape, and some of the kind of deep issues that our land is going through that everybody is aware of, and most people don't really know how to respond to it, and you're responding through it to dance. How did that come about?
It was on the heels of the last full length that we'd done. It's called 1, 2, 3, but actually we performed here in the gymnasium.
Now, we're broadcasting today from New Mexico School for the Arts, by the way, NMSA.
Yeah. I had the notion that maybe even the title came to me first in considering making work, dance work, about landscape. Dancing in a Hard Place being a sort of psychic hard place as well as the industrial interior that I imagined it would be in, the psychic portion of it being a sensibility of dislocation from the landscape, and also that you just mentioned, like a dread and concern about what to do. So I thought up the idea of using reading and sharing a document. I kind of ran that by Sarah pretty quickly therein, and I think that we were processing how we might do it by fall this last. And so I was very interested to do something that was not didactic or solution-oriented, but was more a winsome sort of impactful drawing from a field of memory and nostalgia that we must all have about landscape. I know I do, the location of stories in our lives, etc., as well as, you know, home itself for us. I wanted the dances to describe both our current circumstance within technology and the potential future we dread with dwindling resource, as well as a sense of currency in a kind of group dream in this way that we could share our interest in poetic and our even commitment, I might use that word, to you know, the earth, our absolute binding to it and understanding of its preciousness, but to describe that in musical, athletic shape and musicality oriented dance work. So, yeah.
It really struck me a moment ago when you said we don't want to do didactic or solutions oriented work. And the idea that dance could be didactic or provide a solution to anything is in itself sort of like, what?
You want to speak to that, Sarah?
Sure. Okay. I think there's two questions in there. One, I do think dance is solution-based in the way that it's a beautiful community gathering event, and in the action itself of the performance, change is made, that we're all there together to like meditate and participate in this ritual of embodiment together. But then I also think rehearsal is solution-based. Like, we've been in rehearsal now 4 hours a week since January. We're working on something.
Right.
So that piece of it like feels really grounded, even though I absolutely agree with Michaela that this thing about our particular take on the aesthetics of dance that we're interested in is not one-to-one interpretive storytelling. We're much more interested in how does this quote, particular to this piece, how does this quote by Gary Snyder, which talks about how we're all part of wholes and our wholes and parts fit together. How can I take that, filter it through my body and my heart and my mind, and then come out with something impressionistic, a response, a choreographic response. So there's a soft relation, absolutely, to the quote, but I wouldn't say that I'm acting it out. Mm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah. Nor do you want to dance about recycling.
Some people do.
Lord help us.
You know, or...
Well, and that's the thing. Trash. It's like, that's the didactic part of it, and almost everybody hates didactic art, except the most deep, true believers and the ones who are doing it and the ones who love them, which is not a very big group.
Their family.
Exactly.
Their wives and husbands.
And so then you have this sort of, I mean, really interesting question. When you're a dancer, when you're a modern dancer, you're coming from a tradition which is very much about performance spectator. It's mm-hmm. not community dance the way, let's say, African dance might be, where everybody in the community is part of it and it's part of a shared tradition. It's like we're, you know, we the audience are looking in. We might or might not understand what we're seeing. We might not know if it's like abstract or symbolic or has a message. And then we're like reading the program notes to try to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And in something like this, which is about landscape, which is about sort of deep issues, you're doing something which I think is interesting, which is you're inviting the audience to come. And the days that you're inviting them to come are the two Mondays, June 6th and June 13th, for an hour, starting at 6:30 at the CCA mm-hmm. at the Munoz Waxman Gallery, which mm-hmm. is that big, huge, mm-hmm. beautiful, crazy space down the hill from the Cinematheque, right next mm-hmm. to it. What is the role of the audience in what you're doing during this rehearsal time?
So I think what is so exciting about this work in particular is that we are inviting the audience to come to these open rehearsals. And our hope in these open rehearsals is that folks will come, they'll watch, they'll maybe get excited, have a few questions, have some bubbly water. And then the dancers are just going to most likely approach you if you come. We're going to say, hi, how are you? This is what we're working on. What's your connection or your story to this topic that we're working on? Most likely we're working on climate change or memory. And we might ask you to talk a little bit about that. And then we want to show you what we're up to and ask for feedback. And, you know, not everybody may have like, well, I really think you should use your right arm over your left arm. That kind of precise feedback.
But would you want that?
Sure.
Maybe, yeah.
But we would absolutely love, you know, that part when you went to the ground, that really made me feel something. But the part where you were against the wall, I got lost and I got confused. Right. That would be like so valuable to have that type of information. And also to have the thickness of conversation about the topics, and that imbues what it is that we're all doing together.
Right.
Uh-huh. I want to respond quickly to your statement about the difference between a community participation dance form versus modern dance and the spectator audience separation. In this work and in many of the works that Ground Series makes, site-specific dance, kind of like without chairs and without the theater, erases so much of what's going on in that proscenium environment. So you can expect when you come to our show to be inside the dance action. You will be, I'm in quotes, on stage with us, right? There's no exact place where the audience should be. Wherever you'd like to be, how close or far is perfect. So you're going to have folks who are far away looking at you as part of the dance picture. And when you turn your head and there's a dancer behind you, you've become part of that action and that energy. So sight work in this beautiful democratic way erases a lot of that really binary roles of the proscenium.
Which is interesting because, well, what does that mean? Let's say I come to the performance. Am I expected to like follow you around? Am I standing still? Mm-hmm. Will I have a chance to sit if I want to sit? Uh-huh. How does that work?
Yeah.
I think that we're interested to provide a chair or a few for the folks who seem to need it. the way the sequence of movement unfolds over what is appearing to be about 55 minutes, there are going to be some larger group works that take some time. So there probably will be the settling of audience in a vantage to watch it frontally. Perhaps. We've done a lot of site work and seen audience just mill all around the place and end up in a corner. And you're like, you're not supposed to be looking at my back. But we intend the dance to pull the audience through. And it should be pretty clear with light and sound cues and actual movement what's happening next, where to train your eyes when something's basically over. You'll turn your head naturally to see what else might be going on, and hopefully you'll have a cue to follow a dancer or nine.
Right, right. We're talking about the work of the dance collective called Ground Series and their upcoming rehearsals and performances at the Center for Contemporary Arts. And one of the things about the CCA show that's coming up is there's going to be some actual artwork in the gallery that you are incorporating into the dance. How does that work? What does that look like?
So we've met with the artists, Ellen Babcock and Chinupa Hanska-Luger, and we've learned about their basic ideas for their exhibition installation. And it just so happens that the content of our work is overlapping so beautifully. And we planned ahead, hoping that would happen. But now that we're closer, it's so exciting. Ellen is making work that reminds me of abstracted landscape sculptures that create place and environment within them. And she's calling them lecterns. And she has this idea that in each place, a type of reading or recitation would happen in these particular landscapes. And then Chinupa is creating a giant head that's going to be tilted listening to the earth. And he too imagines reading and will have a microphone right next to the head for the head to listen to. So this idea that we've all been interested in working from writing and speech as well as the environment is really beautifully intertwining. Mm. So topic-wise, that's exciting. As far as the choreography goes, we're actually literally going to be dancing inside of Ellen's and Chinupa's sculptures. So the terrain of their work and their exhibition remains exactly how it would be if you just went to go to the CCA to see their work. So we have incorporated uneven surfaces. We've incorporated her larger platforms, Ellen's platforms. We have a piece where we kind of rock out with the head. So I wouldn't say that both of them grew up together, right? The dance and the art pieces didn't happen in conjunction, but we're really loving the response between the two.
Also, you know, it's fair to say that negotiating the dates for Dancing in a Hard Place, we checked with the curator there at the gallery to look over the show potentials that we had both a few weeks before, a few weeks after, and it was Angie's notion that the Ellen Babcock and Chinupa Hanska-Luger work would be a good fit. And indeed, as soon as we started looking into it, it felt really right.
So all of that is happening. The final performances are July 8th, 9th, and 10th. But meanwhile, people can show up at the rehearsals June 6th and 13th. Those are two upcoming Mondays at 6:30, free and open to the public.
Absolutely.
And any kind of feedback or no feedback at all is fine.
Welcome.
On the part of audience members. Mm-hmm. But it's so, I think, interesting and an unusual chance for people who show up to see the creative process in action, to be part of the creative process, and maybe even to recognize some pieces of that in themselves and in their own lives.
Yes.
So it's really a nice opportunity, I think.
Yes, it's what we hope for, that conversation gets pulled away from the event of the open rehearsals itself, from the discretion of the performances itself, but that it's on either side, and that this is a way for us to talk about our concerns and to share our work and have the sense that it's sharing back.
Something that I love about being a resident artist, a performing artist at CCA, is that we work in these studios, in these closed, very private environments of the dance studio. The gallery is so beautifully communal and public, and the idea of having open rehearsal in the gallery, I'm hoping and I feel like really creates and reemphasizes that idea of community center, mm-hmm. and that you already know how to feel comfortable and excited at the CCA gallery. Like, just come check out a dance rehearsal.
Yeah.
Michaela Gardner and Sarah Ashkin are co-directors of the Dance Collective Ground Series. If people want to get tickets, they can go to hardplace.brownpapertickets.com. You can also give a call for more information, 505-670-2140. I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.